Sometimes It Takes Two Christmas Trees, written by Laura McCorkle, read by Liz Canoy. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Philippians 1:6. If you wanted to put up your Christmas tree one more time again this year, raise your hand. I didn't think so. I didn't want to put up my trusty artificial Christmas tree again this year either, but I had to. You see, when I put up my first tree right after Thanksgiving, I knew that the rigging I had done to make sure the top half of the tree stayed in place was on its last leg, and that I would need to break down and purchase a new tree the next year. But then something funny happened on the way to December 25th. A couple of days later, the top half just fell off, as in completely toppled over onto my living room floor. For a second, I thought about just abandoning having a Christmas tree at all this year. I was frustrated and had already put in so much effort. Why go through this whole rigmarole again in the very same week? But something in me wouldn't give up. I will have a Christmas tree, I thought, and I'll find a way and the time to get a replacement tree bought and decorated this week. So I regrouped, purchased another tree, and started all over again. Now what I don't enjoy about putting up my tree is the unfurling of all the branches that have been smashed up in the tree's box. And even more unenjoyable than that is when I have to wrap the lights around the tree. The fake needles and branches scratch up my hands as I'm pushing the lights into all of the nooks and crannies. It stings my skin, but I do it so that there's a beautiful, glowy backdrop for all of my ornaments. Once I get past all of that, then I actually do enjoy putting up my Christmas tree. First, I put the tree skirt in its place. Next, I lace around the sparkly garland. And then, since I have multiples of many ornaments, glass icicles, dangling bells, painted balls, etc., I strategically place them first, so that not all of one type of ornament is having its own holiday gathering on one branch of the tree. After I've done all of that, then I can place the one-of-a-kind ornaments here and there, pop the tree topper on the treetop, and Christmas is good to go. So then there was great rejoicing when the Christmas tree was completed. And no, that's not a Bible verse. I just love looking at this beautiful creation. And to see it sparkle and glow, well, it makes something glorious in my home. Perhaps that's how the Father feels when he looks at us, his divine creations. How many times has he had to pick us back up when we've toppled over our lives? Or unwind the tangled mess that we've made because of our disobedience to him? Somehow, in his great love, he never gives up on us. Because Jesus made a way for us to come to the Father, God is faithful and continually works to make us radiant and pleasing to him. I'm thankful God doesn't tire of putting me back together each and every day of the year. In fact, if I know him, and I do, I think even if it took putting up a gazillion Christmas trees, that he will never tire of working in our lives so that we might glorify him. Intersecting faith and life. How has the Father shown you his kindness, his patience, and the ways that he is long-suffering toward you this year? Thank him for the gift of his Son this Christmas, and that because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. Lamentations 3:22. For further reading, please check out John 1:3-4. Romans 2:4 and Hebrews 13:21.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hi friend, are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too. Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.